was this, then you go forth. So you need to be baptized into the name of Jesus. And that's what when you study the scriptures about the water baptism, they ask in Acts chapter 2, what must we do? And Peter said to them, repent, every one of you, and be baptized, how? In the name of Jesus. So it's important that you're baptized into the name of Jesus, so then you can use the name of Jesus and come forth with the name of Jesus and power. This morning I want to talk to you from Genesis, beginning at Genesis chapter 30. So you'd be turning there. And what I'm going to be talking about today is lift up now your eyes and see. It's kind of what I talked to with the youth about 2 weeks ago, 2 Wednesdays ago. I shared with the youth. And I shared with them the base of this message, and I just want to talk a little bit about it to all of us today, because I think it is a necessary thing that we need to understand. Most of you already are activating in this, but I want to make it very clear to you, as clear as I can, and allow the Holy Spirit to minister this to us today so that we'll understand some things about looking into the realm of the Spirit. In Genesis chapter 30, this is Jacob. Jacob has been now at Laban's house for about 20 years. He's about ready to go, and he wants to leave. And Laban talks him into staying longer, and he says, I'll make a deal with you. He says, what we'll do, he said, all the lambs that are spotted and speckled and black, the lambs and the goats, you can have them. And he says, that'll be your herds. And he says, all the white ones will be mine. Most of you remember that story, and we'll pick it up in Genesis chapter 30, verse 27. I want to read a few verses here. But Laban said to him, if now it pleases you, stay with me. I have divined that the Lord has blessed me on your account. How many of you ever noticed that sometimes when you get around certain people, you just get blessed? It's just a blessing just to be around certain people. Well, Laban had understood this. And maybe if you're not a blessed person, maybe you might ought to look with who you're hanging with. Who are you around? If your life isn't blessed, who are you hanging around with? I promise you, the word of the Lord tells us that if we'll hang with the right people, we'll be blessed. Verse 28, and he continued, name me your wages, and I will give it. But he said to him, you yourself know how I have served you and how your cattle have fared with me. For you had little before I came, and it has increased to a multitude, and the Lord has blessed you wherever I turned. But now, when shall I provide for my own household also? And so what they did is they struck this deal that I just told you about, and these next several verses tell you about that deal. And so in verse 37, then Jacob took fresh rods of the poplar and almond and plane trees, and peeled white stripes in them, exposing the white which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled in front of the flocks, in the gutters, even in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink. And they mated when they came to drink, and the flocks mated by the rods, and the flocks brought forth striped, speckled, and spotted. Now what happened? Let me try to give you this. What happened is they made this deal, and he said that Laban said, okay, now Jacob, what I will do is I will give you all the speckled and all the spotted and all the black sheep and goats for your herds. That'll be your wage, and all the other ones will be mine. So what Laban, they struck this deal, and then Laban had them remove all those sheep, his sheep 3 miles away. He moved the flock 3 miles away, moved Jacob's sheep about 3 miles away, and then they began to steal. And they began to mate and so forth, and Jacob would take limbs, and he'd peel off some of the bark and set them in the troughs or around the troughs. And so when the animals came, they saw these peels and they saw these branches and they had black and spotted and speckled babies. Now, how many of you believe that? Well, it did happen. It did happen. And you would never convince Jacob that's not what happened. He knows that's what happened. And what I want you to see, though, is something else. I want you to see, look at verse 43. So the man, this is Jacob, became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks and female and male servants and camels and donkeys. Jacob really began to prosper because of these sticks and things that he had done. Now, how many of you would like to be what the Bible calls here exceedingly prosperous? Not just a little, but exceedingly prosperous. Do you want to? Who knows? Yeah, that's better. I don't believe there's a person in here that wouldn't want to be exceedingly prosperous. Well, all you got to do is go take some limbs and cut and peel them and set them around and then get. I'm going to show you what you really need to do. Okay? In chapter 31 now, Jacob is now ready to go. And he knows that Laban will trick him again, so he's just going to split. He's going to take his wives and his children, and he's going to cut a trail. He's going to go. And he's explaining this now to his wives what really happened and how this came about. Look at verse 10 of chapter 31. And it came about at the time when the flocks were mating that I lifted up my eyes and saw in a dream, and behold, the male goats which were mating were striped and speckled and mottled. And the angel of God said to me in the dream, Jacob, and I said, here am I. And he said, lift up now your eyes and see that all the male goats which are mating are striped and speckled and mottled. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. And he goes on talking about this. What I want to draw from here is what really happened is in a vision or in a dream, whatever that happened to Jacob, the angel of God came to him and he said, lift up now your eyes and see. Lift up now your eyes and see. And what he saw was the way that he would become prosperous. That all of the black and all the spotted males would be mating with all the other males, and this would bring forth the prosperity that would come forth into Jacob's life. What am I trying to say to you? I'm trying to say that we need to learn how to look beyond the natural and lift up now our eyes and see really what God has for us. Lift up now your eyes and see something that you want, something that is in your heart, something that you need, and you lift it. You need to get out of what you can see with the natural and lift up your eyes and see in the realm of the Spirit. If you can do that, so shall it be unto you. Now, this is what happened. Now, Jacob did, he had the vision, the dream. All right, and then he went and he put some works with that dream, with that vision. He went and took him some limbs, cut them out there, and he started beginning to serve what he had seen. And I want to expand this because what I want you to understand is first you got to see it. I'm going to show you in a minute you got to say it, but most of all you got to serve it. A lot of Christians want to see it and say it, but guess what they leave out? And never serve it. You got to be able to lift your eyes up and see it. Begin to learn how to speak it with your mouth. Jesus says, if you shall speak to this mountain, what shall happen to it? It shall be removed. It's not that it might be. It shall be unto you. You got to be able to see it, say it, and serve it. And it'll happen. Now, I want you to begin to let this work in you. Yeah, the sticks and stuff had a lot, probably some things to do with it, but the main thing was that God had showed him in a dream what was going to happen. He was able to lift his eyes up and see. And that's what came forth. And if you want to be prosperous, then that's what you need to do. Now, you may need something else. You may need something else. How many of you today may need a healing? May need your finances healed. May need to lift up your eyes and see yourself healed. May need to lift up your eyes and see your finances the way they need to be. You may need deliverance. Maybe some kind of a pressing thing that's on your life, coming down through generations or whatever, and you may need deliverance. You need to lift your eyes up and see yourself delivered. You may need a mate. Some of you young people may need a mate. You may need your spouse to come forth. You need to be able to lift up now your eyes. And when did he say do it? When did the angel say do it? Lift up now your eyes and see. You need to start learning how to lift it up now and see it. You may need a mate. You may need a husband or your wife saved. There's a lot of people in our church that needs their husband or their wife saved. What I want to begin to work into you right now, we're beginning this good leaven into you, and I want you to begin to knead it and work it into you, and I want you to learn how to lift up now your eyes and see that person saved. Then I want you to be able to say it, but I also want you to be able to serve it. Husband or the wife saved. May need a child or your children saved or delivered. How many of you believe that the word of the Lord is true? And if you can learn how to do that, you learn how to lift up now your eyes and not look at the natural, but look up now at what God really wants to have. How many of you believe God wants your children saved? How many of you believe God really wants you to have the spouse of His desire for you? Do you believe that? Do you believe, wife, that this husband is lost or husband whose wife is lost? Do you really believe that God wants them saved and serving Him? All you got to do is learn how to lift up now your eyes and see it. How many of you really believe God really wants you to be prosperous? See, this isn't some name and claim it thing I'm wanting you to see. What I'm saying is these are things that God really wants to happen in your life. There's an oppressing spirit and you need a deliverance in your life. Do you really believe that God wants you delivered? Lift up now your eyes and see. I want to go on a little bit more now, and I want you to see some more things here. And I want to turn now to the book of Kings, 2 Kings. And this is the scripture that I showed the young people. Book of 2 Kings, and just develop this just a little bit more. You got to see it, you got to serve it. 2 Kings, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings. There it is. 2 Kings chapter 2. What we're here talking about is Elisha and Elijah. And Elisha is serving Elijah. This is just as Elijah is going to be taken away in the fiery chariot. And he's walking with Elisha. Elisha's walking and washing his hands and serving him. And in verse 9 of chapter 2, we'll start reading here. Now it came about, when they had crossed over, that Elijah said to Elisha, Ask what I shall do for you. Say that. Ask what I shall do. How many of you really believe that that's what the Lord has said to each one of us? What can I do for you? Just tell me, the Lord says. And I want you to get out of this. I want you to learn here to say it. This is what I want you to see. He wants you to say it. Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you. And Elisha did what? Elisha said, please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me. And he said, you've asked a hard thing. Now, how many of you think that it's a hard thing, maybe what you're asking the Lord for? Joyce, you think this thing you've been before the Lord for all these years, you think it's a hard thing? Ask a hard thing. Some of you got children that need the Lord. It may seem like a hard thing. Need a spouse. It may seem like a hard thing. But is it hard for the Lord? No. He says, you've asked a hard thing. It may be a hard thing to you. Maybe a hard thing, but nevertheless, if you what? Let's all say this together. If you do what? If you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you, but if not, it shall not be so. In other words, if you see it, you can have it. Say it, and then see it, and you can have it. Lift up now your eyes and see, is what the Lord said to Jacob. What Elijah said to Elisha, if you'll see me when I'm going, it'll be that way for you. And what I want you to see is these three principles. Learn to see it in the realm of the Spirit. Learn to say it. And then learn to serve it. Elisha had to serve Elijah to get what he wanted. Did he not? If he wasn't there, if he wasn't serving Elijah, he would have never gotten the double portion. You know what happened, but we'll go ahead and read it in verse 11. Then it came about, as they were going along and talking, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire that separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind to heaven. And Elisha did what? Elisha saw it and cried out, my father, the chariots of Israel and his horsemen. And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. And he also took up the mantle of Elijah that fell from him. And he returned and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And you know what happened? Elisha had twice as many miracles as Elijah in his ministry. But if he hadn't have seen it, would he have ever gotten it? What was the prerequisite to get his miracle? He had to see it. He had to see it. Lift up now your eyes and see. And whatever that it is that's so hard in your life, whatever that you need, whatever that the Lord has impressed upon you for years perhaps to receive into your life, whatever that it is, I want to say this, it's not too hard for the Lord. James chapter, where is James? I got that here. James 2 says, faith without works is what? Dead. You can see it all you want to, but if you're not serving it and working with it, it's not gonna happen even. See it, say it, and serve it. You'll have it. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 says, where there is no vision, what happens to the people? They perish. They're unrestrained. You got to learn to have a vision. You got to be able to learn to look into the realm of the Spirit and then begin to see it. You got to do like Elijah. Ask what you want and say it. And then you got to serve it. I want to show you now this is the way that the Lord Jesus ministered. Look with me in John chapter 5. St. John chapter 5. Had a wonderful experience this morning. About five of us went up to the Episcopal Church and partake of the Lord's body there. What they do when they read the gospel, we're not going to do it, so don't get nervous with me. But what they did, it was just a wonderful thing to me. I just really, it spoke to me. When they read the gospels, they stand. Now this is the words of the Lord. And there's reverence there, man. And I just really ministered to me. This is the Word of God. You know, this is the Lord's Word. But anyway, in John chapter 5 and verse 19, some of you are really worried about me, aren't you? You know, we come in here one meeting, and man, we're healing people and having a charismatic hop and dance and you know, letting the power of God and the Spirit of God move around. And next time you come back, you know, this guy's talking about Episcopal Church. I want all of it. Let me just say that. I just want all of it. I want all of it. I don't want to leave nothing out. I want all of God that I can get. And I want you to want all of God that we can get. But I'm not going to make you do anything. The Holy Ghost will. He's dealing with me, and I know He's dealing with you about wanting more and more and more of Him. John chapter 5. Here we are, verse 19. We're talking about seeing it, saying it, and serving it. John chapter 5. Jesus therefore answered, I'm in verse 19, Jesus therefore answered and was saying to them, truly, truly, I say to you, the Son can do what? Nothing of Himself unless it is something He what? Sees the Father doing. For whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. Miracles that Jesus did, the things that happened in Jesus' life, He was able to look beyond the natural. He was able to look beyond the white goats and the white sheep. He was able to look beyond the natural walking with Elijah with this piece of cloth draped around him. He was able to look beyond that, and he was able to see into the realm of the Spirit. Was able to see what Father was showing him about an individual, a life, a person, a miracle. And then he was able to do it. And what I want you to see today, this is such a major principle. And it's something that I've wanted to preach for a long time. We were down at a funeral in Rome with Jerry Wayne Payton. And we were coming back, and there was about five of us in the automobile, and Michelle had brought something up about seeing, and I was talking about how I always saw the thing that I felt the Lord. I've always seen the building full. When we were up the street, I always saw that building full. And that building was usually full. I've always seen wherever that I was at, I would be able to see. I don't care if there was 10 people there in actuality at that moment. I wasn't seeing 10 people. I was seeing it full. I get in here and I preach and I pray to myself and I just minister and I just pray and I see this place full. I prophesy of this place that it be full, that God will send people and it's usually full. And I really believe that's what the Lord is wanting us to see. I believe that he'll give a man a work, and he wants to see what he wants. He wants that person to see that thing completed, not half done or not half full or not halfway, but he wants to see it full and done. And I thought about some examples that we've already talked about. Jacob, how he saw himself prosperous. He saw himself with a lot of animals and prosperity and financially blessed, and he was. And Doc, I could take that back to around where he was at Bethel, and he laid his head on the rock and confessed to the Lord, "I'll give you a tenth of all that I have." And the Lord reminded him of that in that chapter that we were reading. But Jacob, he saw it, and then it happened. And it was 20 years later. But he didn't see it, and he didn't have it until he was able to see it. And you need to learn now to lift up your eyes and see. Don't wait 20 years. And I thought about Elisha here as we were talking about Elisha, as he walked and he ministered to Elijah. Then he took up the mantle of Elijah and he smote the waters. And you need to do that. You need to take up what God's given you and begin to serve your calling and see it and say it and serve it. I thought about Noah. God took Noah up into the mountain in a dimension in the mountain, and he began to show Moses the things of the tabernacle. He showed him the tabernacle, and he showed him the brazen altar, and he showed him the laver bowl, and he showed him the different pieces of furniture that was in that tabernacle. Then Moses came back down and put some works with what he had seen. Now we have this tremendous teaching on the tabernacle of Moses. I thought about David. David saw the tabernacle of praise, the tabernacle of David. Then he went and got the ark. Do you see that? He saw it. Then he began to serve it. Moses saw it. Then he began to serve it. Began to tell people and began to grow and began to really happen. But also, David saw beyond that tabernacle. And what did he see? He saw Solomon's temple, the house of God. And he deposited that into his children. David deposited what God had shown him about the temple of Solomon into his children. How many of you believe that's what we need to do? Do we need to take the thing, the visions that God's shown us, and deposit that into our children so that the house of God can be completed? David did that, and he put some works with it, and he was able to communicate it. He was able to say it, and he saw it, he said it, and he served it, and it came to be. Peter saw the coming in of the Gentiles. He saw that sheet coming down and opening up, and don't call unclean what I call what I've cleaned. But then he didn't stop there. He went down to Cornelius' house. He preached to him, and he says, "Can any man withhold water that these two might be baptized that have received the Holy Ghost just as we did at the first?" He saw it. He said it. And he served it. And it always happens. Paul saw the need for help in Macedonia. Remember, he had the vision. He lifted up and he saw the man in Macedonia. He said, come over and help us. Then he went. You know, and before this, I don't know if you've read that, but Paul would try to go places and the Holy Ghost would restrain them. The Holy Ghost would restrain them. And finally, he lifted up now his eyes and he saw the man in Macedonia. He said, come over and help us. He went over there and he established all these churches over in Asia. And he served it. And much of the orientation that we orchestrate our lives and build our churches by was what Paul was learning as he lifted up and he saw the things. Saw it and said it and served it. What do you see? What do you need? Have I been able to communicate the need? That whatever that you need, whatever that you feel God has impressed you, that you need to lift up your eyes and see it, then learn how to say it. Mark 11 tells us, tremendous work of faith. If you speak to that fig tree and you curse it, it's going to die. And Jesus begins to teach about faith there. Whatever you say, he says you'll have it. If you don't doubt in your heart, but believe, if you'll say it, you can have it. But I want you to understand, you can see it and say it, but you better learn how to serve it. I have a personal example that I want to give you. Several years ago, around 1972, or later probably around closer to 1978, the Lord really began to deal with me about getting out of debt. I had a nice house and a nice brick home, but I wanted to be out of debt. I owed about $18,000 on that house. The Lord began to deal with Judy and I about being out of debt. So he spoke to me to sell that house and to get myself out of debt. To use the equity to pay off my bills and to get out of debt and to build another house. And that if I would do that, then I could build the new house debt free. And so we did that. We began to pray about it. God sold our house for us. And then Judy and I began to lift up our eyes and to see this new house. She drew a floor plan the way that she wanted it. She was able to see beyond something that wasn't there, and she saw something that was, and she drew it. And I began to draw it. I just began to draw the structure, the gables, and the pitch, and the porches, and I just began to draw that house. I began to form it, not just in my mind what I was seeing, but put it down on paper. And we put our prayers down on paper and we anointed it and the house sold. We began the foundation, put up the walls. I remember so well, I went into that house and it was hanging sheetrock. And if you know me, you know I hate to hang sheetrock. I was hanging sheetrock and had to finish that sheetrock, and I was so tired of that. I began to speak to those walls. I said, there shall be sheetrock on you. It shall be finished. You shall be painted. Soon as there shall be sheetrock on you, you shall be finished. I began to prophesy and speak to that house. I was seeing it. I was saying it. And I sure was serving it. Every day I served it. I served that house. I served what God had showed me and allowed me to lift up my eyes and see. She was serving it. The children were serving it. We were all but seeing it. Finally, the house was finished about a year later. We moved into the house debt-free. God was then allowed us to give that house to this ministry. What I'm trying to say to you is learn how to get out of the natural. Lift up now your eyes and see. Learn how to speak to it and learn how to serve it. And as Elijah said to Elisha, if you'll see it, so shall it be to you. I believe it's a principle in the kingdom of God. I believe it's a principle in the Word of God. How many of you can relate to what I have just said? You've seen something, and then you began to speak to that thing, and then you began to serve it, and then it finally came, and it really, really happened. There's hands. You guys know exactly what I'm talking about. And you say, it really works, doesn't it? It's just a principle. You see it, you say it, and you serve it. And folks, I promise you, it will happen in your life. Now, if you need something today, I want you to come down here, whatever that it is, and we're going to activate this principle into our very body and into our lives. If you need a healing or your finances or deliverance from something that's bothering you, if a mate, your husband or your wife needs to be saved or serving God or whatever. You need a child or your children saved. Whatever that's going on in your life that Lord has been speaking to you about as I've been ministering this word, whatever it is that you need to happen in your life, I want you to come up right now and come on down here and let's activate this thing and let's begin to see it and say it and serve it. And I promise you, God's going to move and do some things. Why don't you come down right now?